Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
From the WIOK studios, this is the Jason Barsky Show. The Jason Barsky Show.
Is this Yes. Oh, cool. Very cool. I was just thinking the other day, I haven't heard from him in a while, because he was calling him on a somewhat regular basis. Then he went to Washington. Congressman Dan Muser's on the phone. Hey, Dan, how are you?
Good, Jason. I'm on my way to good old Washington right now. Look, I just wanted to call in. I'm just leaving your listening area a little bit. And look, this whole situation, it looks like it was Iran bombed 50% of the Saudi production.
Yeah.
50%, right? I mean, Saudi Arabia is the largest oil producer outside of us now, the United States, but in the world. So this sort of disruption, you know, if U.S. wasn't so energy independent as we are now, this would be a catastrophe. Gas prices would be going up 50%. They'd be going up over $1 a gallon overnight. So our oil and energy independency is very important. You know, Iran is just simply out of control. You know, I was over in Israel over in August for a congressional trip, and not only are they funding terrorists over there that are attacking Israel on a regular basis, they did this to disrupt the world economy, so as the price of oil will go up, so they can sell their oil at a higher price to China and Russia. I mean, that's the sort of craziness that's actually going on with Iran, and you can't help, you know, not to just be political here, but you can't help look back 2 years. And the Obama administration-Iranian deal, and what an unbelievable joke that was, where we delivered $60 billion or something of that effect in cash, that virtually the entire Democrat caucus and our current leader, Nancy Pelosi, supported.
The people say, oh, it's there's more to that than just them saying, hey, here's money. It was money that we were holding. Or to that you say, yeah. BS?
For good reason.
Okay.
They're using it now to fund terrorist groups, and it's definitive. It's not. What? It's really not a question. I mean, I received classified and declassified. This is declassified. They're funding terrorist groups in the Middle East, and they just bombed 50% of Saudi Arabia's production, and that will be confirmed, but it's virtually confirmed, simply for the purpose of being able to raise the price of oil.
Yeah.
So what's occurred is the supply chain reacts, right? Futures react, the supply chain reacts, everybody reacts, it's a chain reaction, and the local, sometimes it gets to be an idea of supply and demand, but there's other things that they're concerned about. They're concerned about another attack, right? I mean, in the future, the future prices have gone up because of that. So, you know, hopefully this is just going to be a short-lived situation. But the other thing is, the more we move to natural gas, certainly, the our pollutants reduced as well, but then we'll be even that much more energy efficient. So there's some very good things happening. We're in a much better position than we were 2-3 years ago.
What about when it comes to Iran? You know, there's stories out there. We're saying, yeah, we're pretty sure it's them. I've seen, like, you know, the high probability it's them. How high of a probability is it? Because it sounds like we're kind of making a case to go in there and start bombing, which, I mean, look, I can't think of a better country that may deserve it. I mean, they deserve it. They've been doing a lot of bad things over the years. But what is the percentage of likelihood that they actually did this?
I think that, well, first of all, Saudi Arabia will tell us definitively. It's pretty clear. Secretary Pompeo, who we were briefed on, we had a meeting down in Washington over the at the end of last week, and briefed us on it. And the evidence is there. The president is very prudent in making any definitive statement. Look, I think our president has shown great restraint. Right. I mean, we had a drone shot down by the Iranians, and the president pulled back there. The president's not interested in war. The president's interested in moving things forward and advancing and improving things for our country. He certainly does it in a different and colorful way. But that's his policy. That's his direction. And I think that's an objective observation. So he's not interested in, he'd rather Iran come to the table and have a conversation and become a country that's involved in the world, as opposed to becoming the enormous problem that they are.
What do you think
Iraq was 8 years ago?
What do you think needs to be done? Does anything need to be done? Any military action? If they came to you and said, Congressman Muser, we hear you are on the Jason Barsky show and you have some solutions here. What do you think the next two steps need to be?
Well, I think that's going to really be up to Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabia has the weapons. They've got planes. 50% of their oil production was just blown up. Those are fighting words, right? I mean, I'm sure they're going to have a plan and look for some level of support. I can't imagine us providing military support at this time, but certainly
having their back.
Yeah, and perhaps increasing sanctions even further on Iran. Yeah. And Iran is in dire financial straits as it is. So they're tough to figure out. And they're becoming very much of a rogue nation that we just got to keep an eye on, be patient, be the world leader, set the example, and keep a coalition around us so as, everybody staying, all the countries that are interested in peace and economic growth are on the same page.
Do we stand, does Saudi Arabia stand to benefit in a major way if they were to take out a bunch of Iranian oil sites? Because if they can't put the oil out, then China, Russia, they're going to have to go elsewhere to get it.
Well, perhaps they've got to react. They also have to make sure that they don't get bombed again.
Yeah.
That's a very serious attack when 50% of your oil production is blown to bits. So they'll be dealing with that and hopefully in a smart way. But they hit Iran. I mean, you can't just let a rogue nation like this get away with such things, right? I mean, the sanctions work, right?
Yeah, I agree. Something has to be done. How big is that something going to be? It's above my pay grade. I hope we don't end up in some sort of crazy, war. Because anything in that area, to me, it's just it's a powder keg. It could turn into the next, world war just with the people on each side, the countries on each side. So
I agree. I honestly believe it's the last thing that the president wants. And it's certainly the last thing that I would want and any of us should. But on the same note, you can't let rogue nations get away with such violence and such attacks and play such a detrimental role on the world economy.
Well, listen, I appreciate you calling in this morning. How's D.C. treating you?
Better than it seems reported. We're making progress. There's a lot of work, but we trying to find some common ground. I mean, right now, if we can get this United States Mexico-Canadian agreement done, that would be a big step in the right direction. I'd encourage all listeners to call any Democratic member of the House to say, have Speaker Pelosi bring it to the floor. It'll be a very important step in the right direction for our economy, Mexico, all of North America's economy, Mexico as well as Canada. All the provisions have been covered. And I'll tell you what else it'll be. It'll be a message to China and to many other countries that we can get these trade agreements done. We can get them ratified. We can turn them into law. And it'll be a positive message. And unfortunately, I think that's the problem that Speaker Pelosi and much of the Democrat, the left wing of the Democrat caucus, because there are a lot of good Democrats still in there. But the left wing that they're terrified of voting against, the AOCs and the Omars and the Talibs, they got to do the right thing here.
Have you heard them talk? If you were a liberal Democrat Congressman Dan Muser, who would you be blaming? McConnell, probably, right? It's so obvious, and you guys are politicians. Everything's so political, but I wish the political games would stop, and it's just one of those things. I guess it's the nature of the beast, It's unfortunate.
I guess, Jason, but, I'm still relatively new to this. Been in 8 months now, which is hard to believe. But, no, I don't look at the politics of it. I mean, look, it's always there. I mean, you got to consider it. If you don't, you're a fool.
Right.
But doing the right thing, advancing, getting work done. That's, to me, the best politics, right? Actually accomplishing and improving people's lives in any way that our government can. And I don't mean in an overly heavy-handed way, such as the socialist agenda. I mean largely getting out of people's way and just giving the economy the opportunity to grow and let the private sector and families prosper and live in freedom and all. And, you know, that to me, I think, is the most part is what members do want to do. But yeah. You have the fringe elements that the media picks up, and that's all you hear. But on the same note, they have a lot of followers, the extreme left, and it is influencing the speaker's what she brings to the floor. And I just go back to this USMCA. I'm not sure how much we're going to get done, but we have to get this done. I mean, it's going to benefit our farmers. Yeah. The dairy market will be open in Canada, where it's currently shut down. We have trade barriers, basically, in Canada, and that is just one small aspect of what this would do. And yet, Speaker Pelosi won't bring it to the floor. The Democrat caucus won't pressure her to do so, only because it will be viewed as a win for Trump. And that's a darn shame.
Political games. It's a big old game. And when you're in the game, you don't see it as much. I mean, it seems to me, I see it left, I see it right. It's just frustrating because you watch it. I'm not blaming you because, frankly, I haven't followed specifically what you've been doing. You know, I don't think it's you, but it's like it gets frustrating when you sit here and try to observe both sides. It's you know, I'm not picking sides here. I refuse but sometimes.
You, you do a good job. I'll tell you. I listen to you, and you're very even keeled.
I try.
I'll definitely call in more often and let you know when. You know, we can have a regular 4-6 week update, perhaps. So whatever you like.
Well, have a safe trip.
Agency is very important for what we're working on. Communication and messaging is a big part of the job.
Well, listen, Congressman Dan Muser, have a safe trip down to D.C. and we'll talk soon. Okay.
Thanks again, Jason.
Hey, thanks.
Right,
bye.
Thank you.
The Jason Barsky Show.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.